So we're under some kind of very crystalline, rigid frequency on the planet right now. And so I would like to bring us back to a deep grounding so we can kind of slip out of that. It's not going to dissolve immediately. It'll be around for another week or so. And so if you find yourself bumping into it, just know that it's more planetary than personal. And it has a very chaotic, usually a crystal has an organized energy to it, but this is chaotic, a chaotic frequency. So it's almost like it's in the process of breaking up, of shattering, but it's not quite there yet. And we continue to have a lot of earth and weather movements and solar interaction. All the solar interaction is really making the point of how we live in the heart of Mother Earth and Father Sun, and how much it impacts us. And every time we reduce ourselves to a singular identity, we get farther and farther away from the truth. Our identity arises out of the wholeness, not as a splinter of the wholeness. The whole group just shifted quite a bit right there. Can someone verbalize what you felt?
Coalescing and dropping down. And
Okay.
it wasn't limited to me. Yeah.
The whole group just shifted.
Something really smoothed out there.
Wonderful. Okay, so take a moment to bring yourself within. Breathe yourself back. The whole group switched, shifted into a coherent state. The axis became visible, the energy's flowing. We're dropping out of that crystalline prison. I think we're all very tired of fighting against the old energies. And when I say that, it's in the broader sense. It's an inner feeling of pushing against something that feels immovable. And it really isn't anything outside of us. It's all of us. It's all of everything. And it's about returning to the space where it's free and clear inside. And so it is very helpful to lower down into the body, come into sensing. And to invite your fascia to release, invite the any kind of rigidity, mind, emotional, physical, to soften. And gradually return to that peaceful center. So this is something we can't fight. It's something to drop out of. And the light is starting to get stronger in the group. And that's a return to the original light that always exists, the eternal light. In every synagogue, there is a symbol of the eternal light called the Ner Tamid. And it's a very strong symbol in a synagogue. And so we're returning to that eternal light within. And it's a gentle clearing away of density to be able to settle back into this eternal state of light. And the ceremonial space helps build this connection for each one of us, and for the greater wholeness of our ceremonial state. So it becomes living, starts to come alive. And feel if there's any tension holding in your arms, your hands, your lower back, your seat. And let yourself be filled with openness and allowing the living energies to circulate in the places where the tension prevented it. So the focus is on circulation, release, allowing. And inviting the tailbone to soften and release. And as you sense your tailbone, you might be able to sense whether it is shifted to the left, to the right, tucked under, twisted, torqued. And so that's at the with. Includes the sacral area too, which can be shifted forward on one side and backward on one side, or vice versa, and it could be tilted. And you can start to sense that in your own body. And it happens because of the uneven tension in the muscles and the fascia. And so the invitation to unwind and soften and release, it can take a certain amount. And then we do need to move through the legs to the calf muscles to help this open up further. And so we now understand or can make the connection between the calf muscles and the pelvis and how. If the calf muscles are tense, it's going to create twisting and turning and tension in the pelvis, which is our foundation, our base for balance and for the flow of energy through the chakras. And so we invite the calf muscles to soften and release. And we can go back to our original way of doing this. We can check in with the left calf muscle and ask it what colors it would like to have swirling around it that it would enjoy. Remember, we used to do that. And then you can ask the right calf muscles what color energy it would like swirling around and in it. And they can be totally different colors, and you'll just have a sense of the coloration. My left one kind of likes yellow and greens, and my right one likes pinks and purples. And let those energies swirl around there. And inviting the calf muscles to breathe, release, soften. And feel how the energy flows up to the pelvis. And you might even be able to feel how the twist in the pelvis reaches all the way up to the neck and creates twisting in the spine and the neck and the cranial bones. And we're inviting all of this to find its aligned place, allowing the energies to direct the balancing. And As we connect with the energy more and more, we're drawn to the soles of our feet. And the energy in the soles of the feet and the toes. And at the same time, the hands and fingers open up and arms. And energy flows from the palms and the fingers and the toes and the chakras on the soles of the feet. And we start becoming a full flow of living energy. And if you hear yourself saying something to the effect of, but I'm still tense or I'm not releasing, then shift that into, oh, look how much flow there is. And it's starting to flow more. And focus on the flow rather than the lack of. And sense how your sphere of being is popping out. It's becoming fuller and bigger. More spacious. And allow the cranial bones to shift a bit, very subtle shifts. And you might feel yourself reposition your consciousness in a different way within you. We're sitting here in a quieter space within ourselves, a more spacious space. And quietly, the light is growing within, slowly, quietly, as we shift from a more dense experience to a less dense experience. It's like a sunrise or a sunset. It's a gentle shift of light in a sunrise. This is where the patience comes in. So every time you feel a little twinge of something that doesn't feel good, or a little more tension, or areas that want to release, you can go back to that sense of a sunrise, gently getting brighter and brighter. illuminating you from within, millimeter by millimeter, in a way. It's not measurable, but it's gradual, incremental, maybe. And if there's pressure in your head, then you're using the mind too much and need to settle back down into your feet. Notice if you are using your mind and breathe out of it into your body. Still too much pressure in the head, so drop down. There, you know, it guiding a meditation is almost an oxymoron in a way, because you're listening outside of yourself while trying to be with yourself. And so it can create a certain type of tension. And so instead of trying to listen, sense energetically. Sense of space within you. And feel the energy flowing from the soles of your feet into the earth. Sense the energy connecting from the root chakra to the earth. We're allowing the energy to find its full flow. And what you can do is relax more muscles, feel the energy flowing through your fingertips and palms and feet and toes. The light axis of the circle, the ceremony is now visible. We've cleared enough heavy energy so that it can become visible. Our light beings, our angels and guides are here, opening up a luminous space within the ceremonial space. Again, if you're feeling tension in the head or thinking too much, there is a lot of thinking going on and a lot of tension in the head. So try to soften that, please. The eternal light is lit in the ceremonial space. One way you may feel that is a luminosity in your heart space. And openness in the pelvis, in the root chakra. The merging of breath and energy into one. And the dissolution of the solidity of your being, which is what is happening right now. We're breaking up into sparkling light. Effervescent, sparkling light. And we are being showered with the even greater luminosity. And we were being shattered into bursts of sparkling light. We are being tuned to a new frequency through this luminosity. And through the shattering, what's revealed is the heart of the divine. In pure frequency form. And we are being reconfigured, reshaped in the new frequency with the heart at the center of our being, connected to the heart light of the divine. Being touched by this light transforms us forever. Creating a pathway to source, a permanent pathway to source. So that was a true ascended experience, still going on. It's the state that the prophets experience when they're in conversation with the divine. And so we don't do anything with this, we just allow it to be. And it will continue to vibrate and live and grow within us. It's quite a blessing. Let's see, get out of your head again. Drop down. Is someone feeling a lot of pressure in their head tonight? There's more than usual. Okay. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Mark. I
Okay.
have, but I felt a lot of releases throughout my whole body. But there was a lot in my head, and it would be kind of like coming in, and I'd be like, letting, releasing and releasing. But it just seemed like there was a series of those, both in my head, but then in my crown area, but also on the right side of my body for some reason. So I feel like a lot of it has released, but it just kept on passing through for me.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Okay, so a living seed has been planted in us for a new evolutionary state to expand within us. And you don't have to do anything with it. This is has knows exactly what to do with us. See what you want to do for the rest of the evening. The experience has happened. Everyone was included, no matter what you think. And let's see what happens this week. I do want you to be aware that if you feel a lot of density or rigidity in the energies, that it's planetary, it's not you. And see what you can do to drop the tailbone, soften the calf muscles, soften the lower back, and try to relax out of it. But it's not you. But we live in it. So to be aware. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. And we'll continue on our path this week. Many blessings.